the night mail. It's 7:24.
And that's time for our thought for the day. It comes this morning from Alistair McIntosh, a Quaker and author and fellow of the Centre of Human Ecology. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hayley. It would seem that the youth of English cities this week have been rioting not for bread or for social justice, but for consumer goods that sell an identity and burning down their own neighbourhoods in the process. So what is going on? Bear with me while I share a weird story. One day in his travels, Jesus met a madman who could not be bound by chains, who cried out amongst the tombs of the dead and cut himself with stones. In other words, like many young people tortured by broken lives today, he was self-harming. His name was Legion, and Jesus cast out his Roman legion's worth of devils into a herd of pigs, which ran down a hill and drowned. I said it was a weird story, and what's weirder is that the Jews didn't eat pigs, so who did? Most likely the Roman colonizers who had decimated the male population where the madman lived. The demons can now be seen as inner representations of the violence that colonized this man's outer world. What started off as a medical story suddenly turns political. Oppression that is inflicted by power from above is called vertical violence, but often when it cannot be tackled vertically, the consequences lash out sideways as lateral violence, violence against one's own community, family, and even self-harming. Could it be that this week's lateral violence cannot be separated from the powerful of the land having set up false gods of greed as good, and that these have been tumbling down in a succession of national scandals? If so, our task is to decolonize the soul, to restore truth and integrity, and to offer every child a future that builds social cohesion. But that is not an easy task, for if we cease to worship or show worth to our idols, we are left with a challenging question. To what kind of a God might we show worth instead? For what do our values stand?
Alistair McIntosh, thanks very much indeed for that. 26 and a half minutes past seven.
And Jeff's back with more sport.
The Leeds United midfielder...